The Alaska State Legislature gaveled out of special session this morning without voting on any of the items on the governor's agenda. Then, almost immediately, lawmakers called themselves back, but on their own terms. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that the legislature has formally relocated to Anchorage and that they have set aside Medicaid expansion entirely.
As Yogi Berra might have put it, it was deja vu all over again.
Senator Stevens, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Senator Stoltz, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Representative Gruenberg, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Representative Lynn, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
The legislature was gathered at the Anchorage Legislative Information Office, where a single protester marched outside with a sign reading, "You should be in Juneau, doing your job." The Senate held two nearly identical floor sessions inside, and then the House did the same. Over the course of 3 hours, there were four pledges of allegiance, four roll calls for attendance, and so on. But not a single bill was taken up. When Senate President Kevin Meyer asked this,
"Moving on to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business?"
An aide to Governor Bill Walker, watching the whole affair, muttered, "A lot." The purpose of these repetitive ceremonies was to gavel out from Walker's special session, where he had asked them to advance a budget, move a bill creating a sexual abuse prevention program, and expand Medicaid, and to do it all in Juneau. Senate Majority Leader John Coghill led his caucus in ending the Juneau session that had been called for, and officially reconvening a session in Anchorage, where they had been meeting for 2 weeks anyway.
I would say that the best thing to do, practically speaking, is to meet where we are able to practically assemble the requisite amount of people to do it both economically and practically here.
A legislative poll had been taken, and more than two-thirds of lawmakers wanted to end the governor's special session. They would keep at the budget and the sexual abuse prevention bill known as Aaron's Law, but they would scrap work on Medicaid expansion entirely. Coghill, a Fairbanks Republican, explained the action this way.
The action taken today is, at this point, is to teleconference, to tell the governor that no action is the action at this point.
Democrats in the minority pushed back. Senator Bill Willikowski of Anchorage said his caucus had not been polled on the action. If they had, they would have opposed it and found any vote taken to be against the rules that they meet in Juneau. Willikowski cited a memo from a legislative attorney.
"As much as I enjoy being in my hometown, Mr. President, this session violates the Alaska Constitution."
Willikowski added that it was inappropriate to end the session when nothing on the special session agenda had been completed.
"We have had very little work done on any of these bills, Mr. President. We have not completed our job. We should not be adjourning this special session before we complete our job. We've had no public testimony on any of these items."
But Coghill pushed back, noting that lawmakers had held meetings on each of the three agenda items. Coghill said that with the legislature still trying to find a way to plug a multi-billion dollar deficit, they would keep working on the budget to avoid a government shutdown. Plus, Coghill said, the legislature always had the ability to gavel out without doing anything.
"We had the right the very first hour that he did it."
The legislature voted to end the first special session and call a new one on caucus lines. The rest of the Thursday meetings were mostly uneventful. But when Coghill led one of the day's four prayers, the invocation took on a special significance.
"Creator of the world that we get to see and of the people we get to know and of the work that we get to do, we sure could use your guidance."
If that guidance were granted, the governor might appreciate it. In a written statement, Walker said he was disappointed that the legislature had not voted on any of his three agenda items before adjourning, and that he was, quote, deeply concerned about the legislature's lack of progress on a fully funded budget. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.